Everyone, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome in this new episode. Bpost, the Belgian Post Group, has launched an initiative to support families that are separated right now. Everyone can get 10 digital postcards completely for free by Bpost and send them to friends or grandparents or family members, parents, and to give them a virtual hug, which is of course really nice. And it is a big success. After 10 days, they already had 500,000 of those postcards that were being sent in Belgium. So you see and you feel the need for these kind of initiatives, and that we want to support each other and give loads of virtual hugs to each other. Zoom, the digital meeting platform, had 10 million daily users before this corona crisis started. Now, in the beginning of April, they have 200 million active users every day. And as I told you before, this is the biggest training course in digital tools that we have ever seen in our lives. And virtual meetings while we're working from home is just one part of that. But the interesting thing is, Zoom is a standalone company. And big technology companies like Google or Microsoft have very mature products to facilitate online meetings. And still, Zoom is able to make a difference here. So this is an interesting case study that even if you're in the market where big tech is playing, if you make a tool that is more open, that is more easier to use, it will attract users even if you're not part of the big tech family, which is a hopeful sign that even in this mature digital world, standalone companies can make a difference. Amazon is thinking about postponing their Amazon Prime Day. Usually in July, Amazon organizes their Prime Day, and the Prime Day is basically a day that they invented to make sure that people spend more money on Amazon. It's like Singles Day in China for Alibaba. They have Prime Day in July for Amazon. Now they're thinking about postponing it for two reasons. First of all, they're afraid they won't be able to handle the demand, and they want to make sure that they can keep on delivering the goods that are really necessary to be delivered. Second thing is, they are worried about the economy and about the situation in the US market. More than ever, people lost their jobs. There are millions of people that are now unemployed, and Amazon doesn't want to tempt them in spending money they don't have. So they feel it's their responsibility to postpone the Prime Day because of that. On April 18, we're going to have the One World Life from Home concert. It's going to be like the Live Aid concert that we have in the 80s, but this time for the Corona generation. Artists like Elton John, Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, and many others will perform from their home for millions of fans. They're gonna broadcast this on every possible channel, from YouTube to Amazon to Apple. And the goal is to gather money that can be donated to the World Health Organization, to their response fund for the coronavirus. And they are motivating companies to donate money as well. And this is going to be probably the largest online virtual event that the world has ever seen. And it's very interesting to see how this will, you know, create some sort of a global solidarity around the global issue that we're all facing. So I'm very, very much looking forward to April 18 to watch this concert. There's an enormous boom of using digital for entertainment. We've seen the figures of Netflix. We've seen how WhatsApp increased with 40% in usage in the last month. But also Disney Plus is really benefiting from this crisis. Disney Plus had, at the end of February, they had 30 million subscribers, which was already an unprecedented success of a new service. But now Disney has reached 50 million subscribers for Disney Plus. So they had an increase of 20 million customers in the last 4 weeks. Just showing again how much we rely on digital for our entertainment and for our content. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share it with your network, friends and colleagues. I hope you're gonna have a fun and sunny weekend, and I really hope I'll see you again next week for a new episode of Stephen's Week. Bye bye. Take care. Stay safe.